The Dub to Dub Review podcast is teaming up with a Vermont charity with a live auction fundraiser for Dave's Ice Cream Social, a Franklin County, Vermont organization that raises funds for cancer patients. We're looking for donations for auction items. Nothing is too small. If you're interested in donating, head to our Facebook page for details or send us a message. Because when everyone does a little, nobody has to do a lot. That's the beauty of community.
Hello, welcome to the Dub to Dub Review. I'm your host, Chris Malik, and I'm joined by the entire crew today and a cat, Stacy Nyman, Peter Ponocorvo, Michael Black. How are you guys?
Good.
Fantastic.
You have to see the video because right there, was it Kadani? One of the cats came walking by and Stacy gave this look right there, right on cue. So good to see you guys, smiling from ear to ear, every one of us. I like this. This is a good day, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm off work tomorrow, so it's always a good day.
It's a good day. Okay. Well, let's share. How about we talk about what's good in our life? We've got a lot to cover here. Anyone want to go first? Stacy, Michael, before we start?
I'll go first. Life is just very busy right now, but something really cool that's been happening is Sophie, my 17-year-old daughter, getting all sorts of college acceptances. So it's, you know, when you have kids, it's hard to think about them growing up and going away. And I just remember thinking when she was five, oh my gosh, we have so many years until that happens. She's going to, you know, it's going to take forever. And you blink and all of a sudden, you know, you're getting catalogs and brochures. And then all of a sudden it's time to apply. And then you're getting the acceptances and the scholarship letters. So it's just been kind of fun and exciting to have those updates and to start dreaming about what she's going to be, you know, what she's going to be doing in life. And I think it's becoming real to her too. So
can I ask, has she gotten that one that she really wants yet?
She has not. So
but she hasn't been told the opposite yet.
She has not either. No, okay. her so school that she really... Okay, so. Her school that she really is looking at, and it's going to depend on financial aid for a lot of these things, but she really wants to go to University of Colorado Boulder. That's her number one choice, and so she hasn't gotten that yet, but she has gotten Colorado State. So that's good. That's great.
I know someone whose brother plays football for Colorado State.
Yeah?
Stacy, as soon as you said University of Colorado Boulder, I'm going to just throw everyone into a tizzy here. Isn't that like the university that hit pictures from Mork and Mindy? Isn't that like the football field? Correct me if I'm wrong.
Maybe.
Someone help me here. Like, it's part of the like the intro. Am I seeing this wrong?
I'll have to look that up.
Was it like, did someone drop me in my head when I was a kid? Is that why I'm
Tamara would know that.
Someone yeah. I'm sure Mork we can find Mindy. Out the know. Answer. Yeah, so Manu, it's been Manu. That's been super fun doing all that stuff. The school that she got a huge scholarship from Loyola.
Oh,
I saw that.
She does not want to go to that. She does not want to go to Loyola. I think that she wants out of state. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what happens. It's going to depend on what we can afford, but we can't. Actually, we can't afford college. I take that back. We can't afford it. It's going to depend on what's going to make us go the least into debt. So, yeah.
Hey, I just want you to know, Stacy, that we share. Everyone who's got kids share that. Like, oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, they're two. Like, the days seem so long, and then you blink, and they're seven, and they're 13.
Yep.
And meanwhile, my son's taller and heavier than me. And it's like, wait a minute, I used to push him in the stroller. And
then yes.
So I completely
get it. It goes so fast.
Push me in the stroller, for sure, at this point.
Hey, I'd slap somebody to get pushed around in a Magic Kingdom in a stroller some days, man.
Stacy, she's gotten some awesome acceptances, though. When you keep
she
on posting,
has.
It's like, yeah. Whoa, those are some big-name schools. So
yeah, and I think that they come in different waves. So I think I've read that schools just do their acceptances at different times and things like that. So I'm sure there's another wave coming. She applied to 10 schools, so... It was as many as a FAFSA will allow, which means as many entrance or application fees that we had to pay, you know, $80 to $100 per application fee. I'm like,
what's a grand?
So do you fear like missing her, or is like your first thought is I feel older all of a sudden as soon as like it hits you? What is it?
I don't know. She needs to go to college. Like, she needs to live outside of the house. And I'm not just saying that because she's a 17-year-old girl. I'm saying that because I think that she has the personality that she's going to thrive once she goes to college. So I don't know if I'm necessarily thinking about missing her, because I know she'll be back for different things. We have four kids. The house is always crowded. I will miss her. But
Zoom.
It's just different. Everything's just kind of different. Not sad, exciting, but just very different. Awesome. So
That's a really cool step. You're going to be the guinea pig for a lot of us.
I know. Right? I know. We're exactly.
Awesome. Michael, share something good, buddy.
Well, I've got one more year with Jordan. Actually, more than that, because he shows absolutely no interest in any college. So I'm not really sure what his path's going to be, but he's got a minute to decide. Mm-hmm. And it may not be college at all. He may decide to go into a trade. He may decide to take a little bit of time off before he decides. But
absolutely,
I've always said, I went directly to school. I went directly to my first choice school. I only applied to one. I got into it. I went there. I went for a little over 4 years, no degree, $80,000 in debt.
Yep.
So I'm definitely not forcing anybody to do anything. You do it when you want to do it.
Absolutely.
And then that shows that you're mature enough to handle what's ahead of you.
Yep.
Okay. But I will say, on another note, we just finished decorating our bedroom, and it's like this old world style, like Alice in Wonderland thing going on.
That's where the desk ended up, right? Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. The desk is in there. And it's always nice. Like, when you move into a new place, it's awesome, but it's really not cemented until you get the stuff on the walls, until you come home and the stuff's there, and it just feels more homey. And, I've been taking Mondays basically off, and last Monday was the office, and this Monday was the bedroom, and eventually we'll get all the boxes unpacked and the whole thing will be done. But that's the good thing going on in our lives. So.
No, there's something really cool about being organized and getting things put in their place. Everything has mm-hmm. a place, and then it helps you like, okay, good, that's done. Now into the next task. So I get it.
Exactly.
I've never had that. I don't know.
Really? I'm like a super organizer.
I just mean like I've never had everything put away ever.
Well, okay, that's true. As parents, we know that too as well. Walk into that room and just kind of close the door. We know that.
Yeah, exactly. It's like there's always that one section like door. Nobody needs to go in there.
I get you. Michael did a great job though. He had his man cave / office on display on Facebook the other day, and
I'm enjoying it. I can record whenever. Everybody can do whatever they want, and it's all good.
Phenomenal. So. Peter, do you have something good, buddy?
I do, but I can't share it yet.
Oh, mystery!
But I will. It will be put out there as soon as I can put it out there.
Peter, we see that impish smile. I love it. We see it way too infrequently nowadays.
We'll see.
I love it.
You'll find out eventually. I am looking forward to – I have Florence is going to be down soon.
Okay.
Tamara's going to be coming down soon.
Okay.
So I've got some friends coming to visit and looking forward to seeing everybody.
Outstanding.
And we're getting closer and closer to the big family vacation.
This is very true.
Family vacation.
Peter, what is that? People don't know what that is. If they're listening for the first time or they're casual.
2021 Edcot Family Vacation.
Yes.
The 20 family. No, I don't think it's 20 families, but it's like 15 families.
Really close, yeah.
Almost 70 people.
70 people. Mm-hmm. I'm still not sure why they want to come meet any of us.
This is true.
I think they want to meet each other.
This is true.
That's probably more accurate. They're more interested in be like, so why do you listen to these people?
These fools.
I still haven't figured out why I listen, but
exactly.
You know, I'm looking forward to that too. There's quite a few events getting planned for that. I'm pretty sure there will be a Portillo's meetup that I will finally get to be involved with, because the new one in Lake Buena Vista will be opening March 2nd.
Nice. Join our Facebook group, EDCOT. It's like early, middle July, and there's Google Sheets for signing up. And you're probably thinking, oh my gosh, that's like way too much social pressure. We're full of introverts. So trust me, if you're awkward, if you are nervous about meeting people,
I was waiting to see if Stacey was going to
I guarantee you, you have friends here. And we're trying to figure out logistics of how do we meet with 70 people. And this is all assuming, of course, that the world returns to normal and it's safe to travel, which we're looking like in that
direction.
Yeah, exactly. We're looking like in that direction. So
here's the one thing that I'm most looking forward to. Mm-hmm. I want the entire group to just take over the promenade at Epcot and just like block everything as we all walk really slow all the way across.
Who's carrying the flag?
Because I want to be that one family, finally, that I'm like, I just got to get around this guy and I can get to where I'm trying to go. I want to finally be that guy that everybody's trying to get around.
You're talking about a blockade. You want to create a blockade.
No, it's moving. It's more of an illegal pick in basketball than a blockade.
There you go. Your feet weren't set.
No, we'll be drifting along. It's fine.
Nice. Nice. All right, let me grab one, because I usually don't put a lot of stuff here, but I want to go and talk about what's good in my life. So as a show and as a community, we have this idea, and we've actually put plan into action. So we're going to do a live show coming up here. And if you've not listened before, we've not talked about it, on June the 5th, we're going to do a live show. We're going to benefit a charity. It's going to be a charity for our buddy Jeremy Murray, who is the Franklin County in Vermont. And we're all like, wait a minute, well, Franklin County, we're never going to visit Franklin County. That doesn't matter. The charity actually gives money and solicits money for people going through cancer treatment right there. And it could be for shoes, dinner, clothes, medical needs, whatever. But it doesn't matter. Jeremy Murray's our buddy. And in Vermont, like everywhere in America right now, they're going to struggle to get gatherings of certain sizes. And his main flagship event is called Dave's Ice Cream Social, where they go and they essentially make great ice cream sundaes that's donated to them. And people will give a few bucks. And it's just great community fundraiser. Gathering sizes are limited. COVID took over. It's going to hamper that event. We're going to go in and fill that niche for him this year. So we're going
to
have this.
We're going to try to.
We're going to try to. Because, yeah, I mean, Jeremy's event's really popular. So we've got like a six-hour live show. We're having community members, guests, fun ideas. We're going to have an auction. We've already had a Harvey's bag donated. We've got cookie jars donated. Disney books donated.
We have a cookie jar.
We have a. One of them was dropped, so we have a single solitary cookie jar.
It's Mickey Mouse, though. It is Mickey Mouse.
It is Mickey. We Scott Ferrioli donated a DVC vacation. I'm donating DVC points for another DVC vacation. So we've got some good things lined up already, and we're going to have a lot of great stuff to auction off. But more than that, honestly, I didn't know if we could pull it off as a show or as a community, and we put it out there already, and I've got a committee, and the committee is more excited than I am for things. So like Cindy and Carly and Cassandra, Rick Forbes and Bill Mitchell are like, they keep me awake sending me texts, which is a rarity because usually I'm the one.
I've already been told they're getting your 5 a.m. text too, buddy.
This is true. You guys know I never stop thinking.
Don't make it sound like you're the only one getting early morning texts.
This is true. But I'm excited about it. You know what? We're going to do something really good. And that's the whole point right now is, you know what? We're not going to make $50,000, but you know what? $1 is better than zero. So we're going to try and do something. So I'm excited to try it. It's going to be cool. We're going to have guests on it. It's going to be great. So anyways, it's called the Dubs Community Auction, Saturday, June the 5th. We're going to promise we're going to entertain you guys, and there's going to be some really cool stuff to win too. So that's my what's making me happy. So anyways, end of the show. We talked for 13 minutes. Let's do a show here. And
that's a good idea.
Eventually, yeah. We have to talk Disney at some point, right? All right. So in EDCOT, I put a post last week because I have a friend that is going to be going to Disney, and the family is a non-Disney family. They're going because they feel
but
like social
your friends somehow?
Exactly. I don't know. Well, it's work. So they feel like social pressure in their life. Like, okay, we needed to do this for the kids once. right? You all got that friend. They're going to try once. And I could overwhelm them with, like, Disney giddiness. I could be like, oh, my gosh, you got to try this. They need one thing. So I put this post out. I said, here's a scenario. A friend who has never visited Walt Disney World has booked a trip for a long weekend. The task is give me one and only one attraction, meal, or activity that is the quintessential Walt Disney World experience. So it is essentially one. So, like, we had guys say, oh, well, go do the mountains and then go walk over. No, we just need one. It has to be one. Now, some people were smart about it and were able to kind of work two in with one experience, but we need one quintessential Walt Disney World experience. We got a bunch of responses, of course. So we figured we'd fire them off and then fire off our own. Sound good? Ladies first?
Yeah.
Smiling ladies first. There we go.
All right. So our first suggestion was from Lisa Yost, and she said the Haunted Mansion.
Peter, what do you think about that?
There's really not much else to say. I mean, I think we're done with the show at this point.
Is that it? Why do you think, Pete, I'm not saying that's yours. Why would the Haunted Mansion be representative of the quintessential Walt Disney World experience?
The amount of theming and just like the minute detail in that theming that they have put into that ride over the years is second to none. In my opinion.
So combining music, sight, sound, experience, good for every age. I mean, that's the one you're introducing someone to and saying, this is Walt Disney World. Go on this attraction, right?
Yeah, when you think of Disney and you think of dark rides, can there be a better dark ride than the Haunted Mansion? I mean, it's perfect Disney right there.
Okay. Who wants to go next? Peter?
Sure. Jeff Positano said, a slow stroll down Main Street USA and absorb everything around you, then run to the rides. I don't know if you'll get yelled at if you run.
Walk, please. Walk, please.
Don't run. But I can agree with this stroll down Main Street USA, absolutely.
Yeah.
But. Just that environment and just, like, taking in everything. The problem is, if you don't know what you're actually getting to see on Main Street, you're missing a lot of it.
Remember, it's a first-timer, so the context is lost in
it. So, like, the windows don't mean anything to a first-timer. But for people like us, you know, we see names that, you know, we see Extensio, or we see, you know, we see Roy, and we see Walt, and, you know, that means something for us, but for a first timer, that doesn't hold the same mystique.
Correct.
But wasn't that meant to be what the first time person sees? Wasn't that meant to be the weenie there, the castle? Wasn't it meant that you turn around and you stroll down Main Street? Okay. That was supposed to be the first impression that you got.
Good point. Valid point.
Magic Kingdom.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I mean, there's also the theory that. And I know if Jeff were on, he would be telling us this because he says it every time he walks into Magic Kingdom, that the train station is the curtain and the front gate is, you know, the coming attractions. And then once you get out from underneath, now you have your feature film and it's supposed to be that progression.
I agree. Everything that we've said, here's my only argument against. If they're towing kids that's never been there before, I don't know if I could look at my 6-year-old, 8-year-old and say, see this magical walk down Main Street? This is Walt Disney World, kids. I'm going to lose them right there, you know, at that point. So,
but here's the thing. You have to walk through Main Street to get into the Magic Kingdom. And it is for the kids. And I think the kids can also be impressed by seeing an old-time street. I mean, for people who live in Chicago, we have the Museum of Science and Industry, and they have a whole section of like an old time street. Mm-hmm. And I loved that. That was like my favorite thing growing up. I think that kids can appreciate Main Street. And I think that the best part about it is the fact that if you're a newbie walking in for the first time, it's a fantastic experience. If you're a veteran, it's a fantastic experience because every time you go through, you see something new, you hear something new, you smell something new. And so it's like a new experience almost every time you walk down. So, I mean, you can't get through without walking down Main Street. Well, and
actually,
so.
You can. And this is actually what I was going to suggest. Maybe instead of walking down Main Street, maybe see if you can get a one-way ride down to the castle on the Main Street fire truck.
Yeah, that's very cool. We did that one time.
Or the trolley. Mm-hmm.
I think it's also, though, it's a good way to set this kind of the pace for the vacation. If you do take a second and you say, kids, look, take this in, you know, appreciate where we are, instead of teaching them, we're going to run to the first attraction.
We become our parents. To go, gosh bless you. We become stuff, our parents, you know? Michael.
Get off my lawn.
I just think it's good because kids actually usually teach us that. Right. As adults, because they want to stop and look at things, and we're always tugging them, saying, yes. let's go.
I didn't pay $4,000 today for you to look at a sucker in a window. Let's move.
Exactly.
And the best thing is that those are all gift shops. And what do kids love? Gift shops.
Yeah. That may be the only drawback.
Michael, you up next, buddy?
All right. Chris Futrell says, this is, I hate to give spoilers, but Happily Ever After. Okay. And I'll do spoilers. That's mine. It's just mine. Straight up.
Well, you're not alone, because I'm going to jump right in on you. And I'm going to say Michael Black also says this, as well as Cassandra Callahan, John Krall, and Tyler Lee chimed in right afterwards with replies that said, yeah, that's my choice as well. So Happily Ever After. So why, Michael, since it's yours? Wow.
It's completely the feel. Like, I'm somebody who has gone to Disney, lived through Wishes, lived through the whole thing. That was the whole. So the fact that I can sit in front of Happily Ever After and have tears coming down, I've got my, well, he was, I think, 16 at the time, 16-year-old tears, a 7-year-old tears, mm-hmm. my wife tears, and her parents tears of seeing it the first time. When you're hitting that many demographics, you are tapping into something. And the fact that I was already skeptical because it was replacing Wishes, because it was taking memories away that I had with my kids, to push through that barrier, I think it's something that everyone can appreciate. So that would have been my number one answer.
Pete, you were going to say something, buddy.
Now, if we're suggesting this to someone that's never been there and it's still not happening, are you setting that person up for ultimate disappointment? Or are you setting them up to try to convince them to come back and experience it?
Any of these things could be down, though. Yeah. Haunted Mansion could be down
right.
that day.
That's a great point, though,
right.
because it's not.
But I mean, like, yeah. you could, if they're going next month.
Oh, yeah.
That's not. They don't have any chance at it at that point.
We're hoping this won't be an issue because it's later in the summer. But yeah, valid point.
Completely. You definitely do need to set that expectation for sure.
Stace, do you want to take up the next one then? Because I.
Yep.
Yeah. There you go.
So Jenny Berger said, "Pose for a picture in front of the castle, ride Peter Pan's flight, and eat up your guest." And then Chris Malik called her out right away and said, "You only get one." And she said, "That's an impossible question." So we give it to her. You know, she got three very.
She fits right in here.
Big
cheating, thing. Right?
Exactly. I mean you just cheat and you don't even care. Like, it's not even I'm going to try to hide it. It's I'm cheating. And right. Let's vote though.
She threw three of us. Three of them. Let's pick the one that is best then. Pose for a picture in front of the castle, ride Peter Pan, or eat at Be Our Guest. What do you think, Stacey? Which one is best amongst them?
Okay, I'm going. Oh, it's so hard between two of them. I'm going Peter Pan.
Peter?
For the sake of memories and nostalgia, I'm going the family picture in front of the castle.
Michael?
I'm also going with the picture in front of the castle.
Oh, we're really going to screw everybody up, because I'm going to go Peter Pan. So we're really going to screw everyone up, but Be Our Guest got nothing at that point. Though, thematically, it's fabulous, you know.
I've never eaten there because I've never heard anything great about the food.
Well,
experience-wise, it's supposed to be fantastic, But to me, the food has got to be part of the experience.
Well, we're split. We didn't offer any wisdom into Jenny's post right there.
No, so. Not at all.
We gave her three, so.
All right. Big guy, you're up.
Tyler Lee asks if this is pre or post COVID.
And I'm only assuming it's post. You know, obviously at this point, knowing when they're
we're
going,
hoping.
We're hoping.
Hoping.
We're hoping.
That didn't really help.
Yeah. I'm gonna skip Tyler's and read John Kroll's. Mm-hmm. He said, "Do the garden dessert party for Happily Ever After, assuming it's running."
So he's got two. He's
perfect
genius.
View, and it's really magical. I mean, seeing it anywhere is great, but the garden view dessert party is my favorite, quintessential Disney. And then he said, "A nightcap of a Lapu Lapu over at the Poly, perfect ending to the evening." That's a little bit.
Easy, Kroll. You know,
he snuck another one in right
doing?
There.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I mean, I'm proud of John, actually. Yeah.
Jeez, I'm surprised he
didn't. At least he didn't create a different account to come in as somebody else.
Yeah, right?
J. Kroll.
Yeah.
Incognito.
Incognito.
Exactly. So, yeah, he's got two of them in there. He used Happily Ever After and threw some dessert at it as well, too. You ever been to the dessert party, Peter, for Happily Ever After? No. Stacey, Michael, no? No.
Nope.
I've never been to a dessert party, ever.
Neither have I.
Okay.
I have taken desserts in and eaten while watching the fireworks.
I've eaten dessert while watching Happily Ever After, but not at a party.
I've had a few calls
technically,
in my pocket. Does that
technically
count?
It was at a party. I believe it was the Halloween party. Okay. But I actually, no, that would have been Hella Wishes. So, no, I haven't watched Happily Ever After at a party.
Michael, you are up, buddy.
Michelle Hook says, took my son's friend from Magic Kingdom to the Wave via monorail.
Mm.
So, she worked like three in Magic Kingdom, the Wave, and monorail. But the monorail, that's kind of a no-brainer.
The monorail is an attraction all of its own.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. It is.
This is a sneaky one because you're like, wait a minute, it's free. But you're like, no, no. The moment you get on that monorail and you hear that sound you've heard on every Disney podcast, every Disney movie channel, it's like, you know something's different. You can just tell it's different. So this is a sneaky good one. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
And it's different from the first monorail ride you'll have when you get to town, too. Because that one, you got to listen to Buddy Dyer, and it's not as good.
Mayor Buddy Dyer, exactly. Stacy's like, what? Stacy, that's the monorail at the at Orlando.
At
I've heard about that monorail.
So,
Just got redone, too. It was way faster than Disney's redone theirs.
Jeremy Murray says, and Jeremy cheats, ride Big Thunder, eat at Crystal Palace, and experience PhilharMagic. So let's pick one, guys.
Cheater.
Right? Let's pick one. Crystal Palace, Big Thunder, or PhilharMagic, Stacy?
Big Thunder.
Peter.
Crystal Palace.
Michael. We're going to be split here again, aren't we? We're going to be split again.
I'm going to go with Big Thunder. Even though I can't ride it, I still think it's more Disney than the other two. I didn't really like Crystal Palace. I do love PhilharMagic, but it's just a show. So I'm going to go with Big Thunder.
Okay, here's why. I'm going to shock you. I was thinking you were going to go somewhere else. I'm going to say Crystal Palace. I'm going to surprise you. I'm not going to say Big Thunder. And here's why. Because
it's the character interaction.
It's the character interaction. You can't find it. Unless, I mean, you cannot find that on property. You can find it. But like, if this is a first timer and you've read your kid's Winnie the Pooh, and who hasn't read their kid a Winnie the Pooh book at some point? All of a sudden, it's like, oh, I know, Peter. But, I know. Unless you've got kids we're not aware of. But anyways, you know, all of a sudden, Tigger's behind you. So it's like, whoa, it's Tigger.
All right. You've convinced me.
Right? All right. Crystal Palace it is. There we go.
3-1. Crystal Palace wins.
There we go. Stacy, you are up.
All right. Tyler Lee says, breakfast at Chef Mickey's with the characters, walk down Main Street with the picture in front of the castle, and go conquer the three mountains. Let's count how many Tyler Lee snuck in there. Chef Mickey's is one. Walk down Main Street is two. Picture in front of the castle is three. And then there's three mountains, four, five, six. Tyler Lee snuck in six things on his answer there.
Captain Kentucky. What is going on here? This is ridiculous. So we have no rules anymore, apparently. So, okay, I guess we have to vote on this.
There are no rules.
Chef Mickey's, Main Street, picture in the castle, And I can't even say the three mountains. We're just going to eliminate that because it's hard to break them apart. So let's say those three. Chef Mickey's, Main Street, or Picture in Front of the Castle. Stacey.
Okay, now, because I didn't do Picture in Front of the Castle in the other one, I can pick it for this one.
Yes.
So I'm going Picture in Front of the Castle.
Peter?
I'm still going a Picture in Front of the Castle, and I'm not going with Chef Mickey's, mainly because I feel like Chef Mickey's is just too hectic and too loud to offset, or it kind of it takes away from the character interaction. There's too much going on.
Okay. Michael?
I'm also going with the castle because, unlike Crystal Palace, that you convinced me was a good one with the characters, you can see the castle outside of it and you're inside the park, whereas Chef Mickey's, you're at a resort. I mean, you still could look out if you went
and
around
and
see
Space Mountain.
Yeah, but for that reason, I'm going with the castle.
You know what? I was all set to go with Chef Mickey's, and you guys convinced me. Peter, you're right. I remember that experience as a very costly experience, and it's chaos. There's kids everywhere, and people are throwing their towel in the air. It's chaos.
Especially in a pre-COVID experience. Now, I've been there since COVID, and it is much more low-key, but there is also no character interaction.
All right, so. You got me. I'll take the picture as well, too. So, fine. A clean sweep.
Garden Grill is a great place to meet Mickey if you wanted a low-key character meal. So...
Well,
just kidding. They don't do that anymore. It was wonderful,
everybody. It was really good.
Aren't they behind, though, now, right? Don't they stand behind you, Peter, on the upper deck?
They actually have said they're not going to be doing character interactions at Garden Grill anymore. Garden Grill, I believe, is actually going down for a refurb, too.
Okay.
That's so sad.
They might have Meet the Dubs at Garden Grill. I'm going to throw that out there. Would that draw, you think, for the ADR?
I'll stand behind people.
Right, just wave.
And stare at them while they eat.
Hey,
I'll just grab bacon off people's plates when they're not looking.
All right, Peter, you're up, buddy.
All right, so Angie Weaver West said, Cape May for breakfast, great food and character interaction, and you can stroll around the boardwalk afterwards.
Oh, this is another sneaky good one here.
Is Cape May also Mickey Mouse?
Cape May is the
character. I can't remember.
Yes, the big characters, yes.
Perfect. That would be a good one, then.
Peter, what do you think here?
It's currently not open.
Okay, let's assume that it is.
But I mean, if we're assuming it's open, I've only eaten at Cape May for dinner, but I thoroughly enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. It is not a character meal for dinner, though. So it is breakfast only for characters.
Okay. Michael, any experience at Cape May?
I don't have any experience at Cape May. As far as the boardwalk aspect, I like, but I think that's more for people who have been there a lot that are looking for something maybe different or, sure, you know, something awesome to do other than the theme parks. But Cape May, I've always wanted to try it.
Okay. I'm going to speak up for Cheap Dads then. Okay.
So I don't know. Did that help?
It did, but I'm going to speak up for Cheap Dads. And here's why I'm going to say that. Because on that day, you might not have the money budgeted for Epcot or Magic Kingdom, but you want to get them the most for the least. So you want to offer them character interaction with the headliners and breakfast. You can do a little walk around the boardwalk. You can walk to the International Gateway, see Epcot. Maybe if you time it right, you know, you might, who knows, whatever. You could walk to the studios. So that's sneaky good for minimal investment. Of course, any character interaction.
You could jump on the Skyliner too.
You could
if you wanted to.
There you go.
That's actually really fun to do. Just ride the Skyliner around.
Yeah.
All right. Michael, you are up, buddy.
All right. Jamie Price says, if there's character dining, then that.
Any character dining.
Any
very
character dining.
Point.
Yes.
Right? Any character dining. Okay.
Specific but vague at the same time.
Yep.
Only JJP.
All right. I'm going to go right to Joe Bachman. Joe says, walk down Main Street at Rope Drop and take it all in. Realize you're there to enjoy everything and every minute with your family, and all you have to focus on is this place and each other, then get the most out of every moment to follow. Okay. So Tyler Lee agrees with him. So another walk down Main Street. So maybe I've overlooked it. I know I can relish it. I know the significance and the importance of it. I'm just trying to go and make sure that a first-timer can. But this resonates with a lot of people. the walk down.
Well, it's you see that during every Christmas Day parade. Mm-hmm. You see it during, I mean, so many things. If you've never been, this is something you've seen. You've seen that castle shot. You've seen these buildings in the forefront. It just seems like to me, even though Haunted Mansion is my favorite attraction, you don't see that all the time. So are you associating that with Disney? You are associating the castle and you can say, I'm there. I've arrived. I'm at Disney. Now, does it hook you and keep you there? I think that's where the attractions, where the Haunted Mansions good come point. In. So,
Stace, you're up.
All right. Rhonda Lee said, I'm going with the Exploring the World Showcase because it encompasses everything, attractions, food and drinks, and experiences events.
Is this like a Stacey Nyman pick or what? I'll take half the park there.
Yeah. I'll take half of Epcot. Thank you.
I'll take the entire world. So do we have to count all the pavilions and then vote on our favorite?
All right. Let's do that right now. Here we go. Impromptu. You got one pavilion. Where are you taking them to, Stacey?
Goodness. I'm going Mexico. Mexico is my favorite pavilion and is one that we visit multiple times per trip. Also, it's the closest to one of the closest to the entrance to the World Showcase, so you kind of get a lot of time in there anyway. But yeah, it has an attraction, it has restaurants, it has shopping, it has characters, and a really great theming.
For a first timer, is that your pick though? This is what we want to show you? Okay.
That would be my first timer pick right there.
Okay, Peter.
You know, I was
going Norway.
I was going to say Japan because of Mitsukoshi mm-hmm. and the little manga mm-hmm. museum and stuff that they do. But Stacey's right, for a first timer to be in the bright Florida sunshine, walk in and then suddenly be in the dusk of a small village in Mexico. That is Disney magic. So I have to agree. I'm going to go with Mexico.
Okay, Michael.
I was going to go Japan, but for the same reason, I'm going Mexico as well. I think because we can cheat and throw a bunch of different things in there. So there's the experience. There's the attraction.
You know what? Yeah.
La Cava.
That is true. Yes.
Michael, you're right. We could say a bunch of things. I could say Frozen, right? Because everyone wants to go on the Frozen attraction, minus Peter. I could say Morocco. I could say a bunch of things. But you know what? You're right. Honestly, between the food and the ride and the little, you know, nighttime, it's Mexico.
Marketplace.
It's a clean sweep for Mexico.
Yeah.
Right?
And, you know, I love the Frozen ride. I love it. And, of course, I'm Scandinavian, so I'm sure everybody thought I was going to say Norway. But I love the ride in Mexico more. I mean, that's one of my favorite things to do at Disney, and there's never a line for it. You almost always can walk straight onto that. It's just totally magical. It's totally Disney, and you get the water smell too. So that's also bringing your senses into it as well.
Rhonda Lee, though, you get definitely get a kudos there for throwing in. Oh, half a theme park in on your so very good. So. All right, you're up, Peter.
All right, so good friend Tim Van Swole said Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party at Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, he threw a whole park in.
Yeah, kind of.
He threw a whole park and free dessert, right? So that, it's hard to argue that. It won't be when they're going though, but yes, that definitely is good.
Did we say what time of year they're going?
It's going to be it's like late summer. It's going to be late summer.
So they might have a shot at doing Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party.
It's going to be late summer because it can't be middle of July because I'm going in the middle of July, so I need to push their vacation off a little bit.
But here's the thing. Mickey's Not So Scary starts in like August,
This is true. This is true.
I thought it started next week.
Right?
I wasn't sure.
Very true. All right.
Okay, so Tracy McCoy says Pirates of the Caribbean. Can't argue with that.
No, you can't argue with that at all.
Okay, I'll give you a
spoiler. Chris is going to argue.
No, I'll give you a spoiler. That's mine. That's where I would send you.
Okay.
If you need to go on one attraction,
mm-hmm.
music, sight, sound, theming.
Length too.
Of it, that's where I'm sending mm-hmm. I'm sending you to Pirates of the Caribbean and saying mm-hmm. that. And even if it's the poorest sister amongst all of its sisters across, it's still in Florida. It's fantastic. So mm-hmm. that's where I'm sending them. All right, Amy Van Swole, I think you need to capitalize the
or
pressed
because we said it's an attraction or a restaurant or
under. I thought she was just commenting on my abbreviation of Oregon.
No,
and she was
Preston just said the same thing that
World Showcase.
Rhonda Lee said.
Very good, but she says walking down Main Street. So again, another person with walking down Main Street. So, all right, Stace.
All right, Katie Swanson said, Walt Disney World can't be summed up in one thing. There are things that we do, but I don't place a huge priority on it. But if we skip them, the kids are like, what about this ride? Or remember when we ate here? So I'm not really sure how to sum up Katie's response here. But I think that
everything.
What she's trying to say is Walt Disney World encompasses so much that every time you go, there's different things that you experience.
Katie isn't just throwing half a theme park in. She's throwing in the entire resort of Walt Disney
World. She just said everything. Just do everything you can. Sum it up.
Four parks, one world.
plus a couple of mini golf courses, a couple of big golf courses, and a couple of water parks.
There you go.
In a shopping area. Why not?
Exactly.
Okay, so Tom Paquette... Tom, I hope I'm pronouncing that right. I don't know. I probably am not, but I apologize. A lot depends on the personality of the friend. In his opinion, broadest appeal would once again be World Showcase for an adult friend. So we're doing another half a theme park. That seems to be... Some people are finally taking my advice, and just if they're not cheating, they're not trying. So now everybody's cheating.
Great job, Pete. Now I got nobody playing by the rules anymore. All right. And is it a sign that I'm an old timer that when I see people write things with the text abbreviation, it actually causes me pause for a second because I have to go and realize what they're saying when I see
IMO, in my opinion?
It's like, hang on, wait a minute. What does that mean again? Hang on.
So, okay. Some people will put IMHO, in my humble opinion.
All right. That's just too
much. I've seen that too.
All right. I'm an old timer. Let me be. All right. That's all I'm saying. Michael.
All right. So Krista Griffin says Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party. Mm. So it could fall in there, as we talked about earlier.
It's going to be in middle of August, so it's a possibility. At least when last time I talked to him was middle of August. So
theoretically, yeah. Assuming they decide to do Not So Scary this year.
Cindy Ellicott says Fantasmic. Krista Griffin says that's my favorite. And I know it's closed. I know they actually have the water drain, but Fantasmic. Let's talk about that. So you've got every character on display. You've got an epic battle of good and evil. You've got, you know, a projection show on the water. You've got nighttime. What do you think about that?
I'm not a huge fan of Fantasmic personally.
Okay. Hard to argue, though, that... I mean, it's solid.
Yeah, no, I mean, solid. It's going to give you the opportunity to see nearly every character.
Yeah. And if you're lucky, they'll tumble from the first deck to the second.
They'll walk in front of a firework, and their head will catch fire, which I've seen.
So many chances for disaster.
Yeah.
You know, Goofy could fall off of the boat and land on the floor and have to get carried backstage.
We joke. We're not cheering for that, obviously.
No,
it's happened on video, you know, because they're moving and it's a wet environment.
Times.
You know, so, okay. Stacey, you are up.
All right. Chad Steele said, I can't believe I'm saying this, but Small World. Walt's ride in every Disney City location, I think. Yes, Small World is definitely something that people think about when they think about Disney. Even if you've never been there before, if you start humming that song, I would say most people know part of the words to the song. Yep, and they know where it comes from. So
they do.
I actually love Small World.
I do too.
Okay.
I like the attraction, but I feel like I need to bring like wireless earbuds so I don't go crazy for the rest of the day.
So you know, when Chad posted this, my first reaction was like, not like dismissive, but it was like, no. And then you think about it and you're like, he's got a point. He's really got a point because like you want retro styling and you want to see like your 4-year-old smile. Mm-hmm. You know where they're not going to smile? At Big Thunder Mountain. You know where they are going to smile? They're going to smile in Small World. You know what I'm saying? So it's he's not wrong. It's a good guess. It's a good choice.
Mm-hmm. So, we have some great video of Cameron waving, waving at the people, and then waving at the people in, I don't know if they still do that, in Pinocchio's village house, you know, all that. But
and everybody's always pointing, and like that's really cool because I try to do this thing every time I go on Small World. I try to find something that I don't think that I've seen before. So, but it's just so fun because there's so much all over the place to look at. And it depends on where you're sitting in the boat, what view you have. So,
or find things that are missing.
Or find the broken things.
Yeah. Stacey, what's your favorite scene in Small World?
Of course, the crazy-eyed hippo.
Yes, exactly.
But I also do like the hula girls and the Polynesian section too. I think they're so cute.
Gotcha, Peter. What's your favorite scene?
There's a couple of signs that I just think are really, really funny because if you pronounce them incorrectly, it is it is very funny.
Michael, your favorite scene?
I would say something just to anger a certain member of the group. And then, I'm going to go with the white scene because it brings everybody together. That's the only reason.
I love it.
It's so annoying in that room.
It brings everyone together.
Don't bring me together. It makes me angry. I love seeing all the...
Actually, if I had to say, it's the one with the sun that spins around. You know?
Oh, the massive sun.
Yeah, the big sun that has the
Yes,
I like
nice.
That. I couldn't tell you what else is in that room, but the maybe sun. The surfers. I don't know. Where is it? I don't know. The sun.
Nice. All right, Peter, you're up, buddy.
All right. So Jennifer Bachman says the teacups.
Yes.
Chris Malick then proceeded to tell her that she's fired.
This is terrible. This is terrible.
And then she made the point that. What ride makes it into nearly every single Disney commercial you ever see?
Don't put your logic on me, woman. This is not going to work, even though it makes sense.
And Pam Wolfing agreed. She said, point Jennifer Bachman.
And when Alice goes and rides them and is on there at the same time as you, there's nothing better than that.
All right, so here. You've never been to Walt Disney World. Here's what I got for you, okay? I want you to go on this ride that's going to almost guarantee to make you sick. You're probably going to feel nauseous, and you're definitely going to have your head hurt for a while. It's awesome. I need you to do it right now, and it will bring you Disney.
Well, they tell people to ride Space Mountain. Why don't you just go break your back
We haven't said that
yet, though. I know, but...
I don't get sick on teacups.
I don't either.
And I've been known to make people that don't get sick on teacups sick on the teacups.
I ain't going on teacups with you.
I go one way, and then I will stop it and start spinning the opposite direction in the middle of the ride.
Okay, so you're all trying to put people on this ride still, right? I mean, this is your argument. This is your four. Do not represent me in court because you guys are not – I'm just going to throw it out there. All right. Anyways, you're up there, Michael.
All right. Joseph Fickus. I got your name again, Joseph. I hope I did it correctly again. I think that's how I pronounced it the last time. The cool thing about Disney parks is that they resonate and mean so much to different things to different people. So many different things to different people. There are places that I want the person to see. The castle from Main Street, across the lagoon, towards Future World. Oh my goodness, Seymour. Joseph, what are you doing here?
From 39 events later.
From World Showcase, I'm getting through it. But if I had to select one experience, it would probably have to be the Haunted Mansion. All right, so he went with Haunted Mansion. Mm-hmm. Intended to be part of Disneyland from before park opening, but not delivered for well over a decade. And you thought Pandora took a long time. This attraction incorporates much that is quintessential Disney parks. A mixture of funny and scary. A mixture of old and new technologies, Pepper's Ghost and the Doom Buggies. It presents a unique story that can be told in one way. It's a longish attraction with much to see both before and after the ride proper, and would present a great introduction to the feel of Disney. A good thing about this is that you'd have to walk up Main Street to get to it, thus seeing the castle in its element. There we go.
Take a couple. All
right. That's a good argument right there.
But I've got a question. And here's my question. I just want to... We'll have another show on this. He says it could only be seen one way, right? Want to make sure I get that exact. It can only be told in one way. So is he describing that from the perspective of the person in the Doom Buggy? And what perspective is that? That's a future show for us. So let's just leave that right there. So Joe, always so well-spoken.
He lost me too, Pete.
That seems really like philosophical.
It is. That's why it's another show.
I'm sick that day.
Maybe it's a Patreon show, Pete, right?
There you go.
All right. Tammy Speedo says, Main Street in Magic.
Tamara, I have nothing to do with this.
Main Street in Magic Kingdom, another Main Street in Magic Kingdom, and Monica Pinto, host of the Mouse in Our House podcast, agrees with her.
As opposed to the Main Street in Animal Kingdom.
I was going to pass that by, but okay.
Main Street, Kissimmee.
Guys, it's clear, even over the Haunted Mansion right now, there's more movement for Main Street than there is anything else. That's the one. That's the leader. Anyways. Mm-hmm. Stacy, you are up.
Something's making a very strange noise in my house, and I don't know if it's a cat or a person. But Pam Wolfing said, this is so tough. My family asked this recently of each other, and we did not choose Magic Kingdom. However, if it were the first time, I'd say Magic Kingdom. It's the heart, and it has Walt's actual work. My family could not decide between Epcot and Hollywood Studios, so we decided we never could do just one day. So I got another one where basically... Just do everything.
Well, you know what, though? She's not wrong, though. If you are a beginner and you need to pick a place to go, I think amongst the parks, unless you've got a diehard animal person, you've got to send in the Magic Kingdom, right? Do we agree on
our
this?
Our vacations started at Magic Kingdom and ended at Magic Kingdom. Always.
Hard to argue.
Unless that person that is going is only going because now Disney has so much for Star Wars.
The Callahans, for example, yes.
You know, in that case, then it's studios.
Gotcha.
I think what I think is the most important is that there is something for everybody at a Disney park. Mm-hmm. You just have to figure out which park it's at that person is going to have the most fun.
Peter, our last one is up to you, buddy.
All right. So Paul Clifton, apparently...
Yes.
One in England is vastly different than one in America.
Okay.
So my long Disney weekend.
Okay.
Here goes. Up early for breakfast at 1900 Park Fair at the stunning Grand Floridian. Apparently, we are staying high end for this long weekend. Okay. Then a quick monorail to the Magic Kingdom for a lovely 15-minute ride on It's a Small World.
Okay, I'm going to start counting these. Hang on. Okay, one, two, three. Okay, go ahead.
Then back on the monorail to Epcot via TTC for an amazing slow walk around Disney's World Showcase and take in all its beauty. After this, it's over to Hollywood Studios for a nighttime ride on Hollywood's Tower of Terror. After this, it's back for a bite to eat at Ohana's for their to-die-for banana bread pudding. Then it's a well-deserved rest, and the next day awaits for a fun day of resort hopping. My perfect long weekend for a Disney newbie.
Okay, Paul, you got 9. I don't know if I disagree with anything that you had here.
I don't disagree, but good.
I think you win.
It's exhausting. You've exhausted us with that day, though, that's for sure. Good one, though, Paul. Bread pudding. Has everyone had bread pudding? I've not had banana bread pudding.
Oh, it's so good.
Well, you can understand why. I'm not going to Ohana, you know, obviously at this point, you know, but okay.
Well, nobody's going to Ohana at this point.
At this point, okay. Stacy.
But I don't like banana anything, and I actually enjoy the banana bread pudding.
Stacy, give us one. Only one, not 9, not a park, not a state or a country, just one, please.
Oh, my goodness. Can I do a repeat that somebody had already done? Okay, so I'm going with It's a Small World.
Okay.
You just have to do it.
You just have to do it. Okay. Peter, you got one?
I do. It is a Lapu Lapu on the beach of Polynesian watching the electric water pageant.
Okay.
Good one. And that's free.
You know what? Okay, at first when you said that, I was like, come on, they got kids. And you know what, though? My kids, the highlight of like their vacations have always been sitting at the Wilderness Lodge or watching the electric. You know, they love it, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know if I disagree.
It's old. I mean, the electric water pageant itself is old as it gets.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't supposed to run except for like
a couple nights.
I think it was supposed to be a couple of nights. And it's here it is. You know, we're going on almost 50 years with it running.
It's like Chris and Peter out with Christmas lights saying, "Ah, we can do something for one night." And 50 years later, we're up and running.
Speaking of Christmas,
there you go.
Still up. I know. I'm going to get hate mail for that, but I just had to.
It is now the Valentine's tree, like my grandma.
Exactly.
Did, right. Michael, you said happily ever after.
Yep.
And I said Pirates of the Caribbean. So there's our one experience. Before we go, can I make a request from everybody listening? Can I grab this here for a second, guys? If you're listening right now and you heard me mention this earlier fundraiser, I probably should have done a better plug. And I'm not going to talk about the fundraiser, but if you've got a prize that you want to help with or donate, we are looking for donations. So if you've got anything at all, it doesn't matter how small, if it's a gift card or if it's, you know, even if it's an item that's in good shape, obviously, you know, used is okay, but as long as it's not beaten up. My wife has a really nice purse, but it's got just too much fraying on it.
If it's used, we'll just list it as a vintage.
Vintage.
And we can even ask for, try to get more money out of it.
Exactly.
Isn't that what they do at like
yes.
the vintage thrift stores?
Yes, like, exactly.
The shirt's from 1976. It was at the concert. It's $40 now.
There you go.
It was $4 when we bought it, but now it's $40.
If you've got something, though, and you want to help us out with our fundraiser, we are looking for donations. And honestly, we rarely ask for help. We're looking for help. So if you can help us out in any way, we'd be appreciative of it. So
even if it's local stuff, like if you know of a restaurant in an area where you, Chicago area or the Orlando area.
Anything.
You know, if you think you can get them to give us something, by all means, we will take any help we can get. We want to try to do as good by Jeremy Murray as we can.
And I've enlisted the help of a poor person. Not poor. That came off right. She's undertaken a lot of responsibility. So in Edcott, Carly Positano has been the one that's really leading this. So she's taking receipt of everything, and she's going to put the auction items together. So I'm incredibly grateful for her for doing that. So again, join us in Edcott, and then
we have a couple of things that Chris is going to want to try to bid on. He doesn't even know about it yet, though.
Peter, that's the problem. Chris bids on everything, and then it costs me a fortune. It's going to cost
and
me
and then bids against himself.
Stacy,
after he's already bid,
our own fundraiser is going to cost me $1,000 or more. I can tell.
Oh, just wait. There is a rumor that there's going to be a gift basket of things from two different particular fuel stations.
Oh, God. See, no, don't do this to me. Just don't do this to me. All right?
I didn't say which ones. It could just be like Mobil and
Amoco.
Amoco. Got an Amoco shirt. Nice.
Sunoco.
I'll buy that one just to do it then. Anyways, we need help. And if you can, we would appreciate that. So for sticking with us, we appreciate that too. Go to your podcast provider of choice. We would ask for reviews. We always have, but we haven't got one for a couple months now. So if you could give us a review, we would appreciate that. Anything else today, guys? Stacy? No? Michael? Mm-hmm. Peter? No? We're good? All right. We hope we made you smile today. For listening, for sticking with us, thank you. Have a great day, everybody.
See everybody.
Bye, everyone.
Catch you on the flippity flop.